news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At least 42 people are dead and 228 are still missing in the Camp Fire raging in Northern California, which is now officially the deadliest in state history. It's also the most destructive, having destroyed at least 6,500 homes.
The death toll could still rise even further. You know, the sheriff up there has asked for more search and rescue teams to come in tomorrow, cadaver dogs to try and find more people. And, you know, part of the reason why this fire was so devastating is it's been whipped by these Santa Ana winds that come off the deserts this time of year, and the flames just moved so quickly. People died in their homes, people died in their cars trying to escape. Now, we are down in Malibu, the so-called Woolsey Fire. Two people dead so far down here, 370 structures, but the winds up north have died down. The winds down here are going to keep on blowing through Tuesday, some places into Wednesday. It's going to be Friday before we really get a turn.
Trump approved a major disaster declaration for California, unlocking funds and other federal resources to help the tens of thousands of people affected by the wildfires. He tweeted, "Wanted to respond quickly in order to alleviate some of the incredible suffering going on. I am with you all the way." That's a change in tune from Sunday, Veterans Day, when he tweeted blaming the fires on California's, quote, gross mismanagement of the forests. Mr. Compassion also decided he doesn't want to give Puerto Rico any more federal money for its Hurricane Maria recovery, claiming without evidence that the island's government is using federal disaster relief money to pay off debt. Trump has returned to the White House from his weekend jaunt to Paris, where he went to observe the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. At the ceremony he did attend, Trump looked on as French President Emmanuel Macron slammed the concept of nationalism.
As the very opposite of the selfishness of a nation which only looks after its own interests, because patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. By saying, our interests first, who cares about the others? We erase what a nation holds dearest, what gives it life, what makes it grace, and what is essential, its moral values.
Trump skipped a commemoration at a cemetery 50 miles east of Paris because of rain. And although he was already back in Washington, he also decided not to go to Arlington National Cemetery on Veterans Day.
President Trump traveled 3,800 miles to Paris for ceremonies marking the 100th anniversary, the end of World War I. But when he was expected at an American cemetery just 50 miles from Paris on Saturday, he was a no-show because it was raining. White House said his helicopter was grounded due to the weather, so rather than get there via motorcade, the president sat out the weather at the American ambassador's residence in Paris, while his chief of staff, John Kelly, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff honored those fallen Americans. President Trump's failure to show up prompted widespread ridicule, from Winston Churchill's grandson calling it pathetic and inadequate, the French army tweeting that rain is their Monday motivation. But the American president had other opportunities, like the solemn stroll of world leaders to the Arc de Triomphe on Sunday, a procession that he missed. He showed up to the ceremony separately. And then there was the event at another American cemetery in the suburbs of Paris, where he made snarky comments about the weather while welcoming veterans and honored guests.
Frank DeVita.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much. You look so comfortable up there under shelter as we're getting drenched. You're very smart people.
The president returned to the United States, and today, when Veterans Day is observed, a day when presidents traditionally visit Arlington National Cemetery to pay respects on behalf of the nation, President Trump, who had literally nothing on his official public schedule, decided to stay at home and tweet about stopping the vote in Florida instead.
Election Day was a week ago, but there's still some counting going on. Democrat Kyrsten Sinema won Arizona's U.S. Senate race to become the state's first female U.S. senator and the first out bisexual in the Senate. Sinema defeated Republican Martha McSally. Of course, Florida is ground zero for recounts. As leads held by Republican candidates in the Senate and governor races shrink, Trump called on Florida's election officials to end the recounts and declare the Republicans winners, suggesting without evidence that the counting was corrupt.
The recount is underway, a huge undertaking. 8.5 million ballots spread over 67 counties, individually run through thousands of machines with the goal of checking the results first released on Saturday afternoon. As the machines churn, the politicians are playing a public relations game, attempting to convince their supporters they will be victorious.
What Bill Nelson needs to do now is what he would be asking me to do if I had lost the election, is say, look, you know, the election happened, let's go forward. But he's not.
Governor Rick Scott, who's leading by just about 12,000 votes, believes he has won. A senior campaign official says he will travel to Washington this week and play the role of senator-elect, attending a photo op on Capitol Hill and participating in leadership elections. He's filed several lawsuits, and as governor, he's called on law enforcement and Attorney General Pam Bondi to keep watch on the recount. Scott's opponent, Bill Nelson, believes Scott, the governor, should not be involved in an election where Scott, the candidate, is running.
Given his efforts to undermine the votes of Floridians, this is the only way that we can ensure the people's votes are protected.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.